with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part two of a five-part series titled Killing is Never Right, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Began this industry of meat diet, then everything get worse. More hospital, more medicine, more sickness, yeah, more shortage of any kind, more temporary rice, and more suffering, yeah, more disaster, more hunger, more war. So I guess even if you don't have any question of your spiritual practice or anything concerning your immediate family, you have to think of other people, no? If you want to ask questions, ask something useful for other people, not always thinking of yourself all the time, because we are interconnected. We can't live happily when we see somebody else suffering. Even before I was a Kuan Yin practitioner, before I even took over this job, whenever I see something on TV, like people suffer, animals suffer, or, you know, disasters, refugees, I couldn't bear it. I cry all the time. I still do now. But I have to shut it off sometimes in order to do my job. It's no good sitting there crying all the time and feeling sorry for people. We have to do something. That's what I told myself. Otherwise, I would cry myself to death, truly. I can't bear it. It's just too much. Too much. You know, wherever you look, it's full of suffering. Sometimes we just look on the TV and say, okay, 20 Iraqi blown up, you know, or three American soldiers dies, or 30,000 Pakistanis wounded in the war, and Afghanistan people run, you know, because of the war, became refugees and all that. We just think, oh, it's a number. They feel like numbers, you know, 30, 20, 2, 5, 6, 100,000 even. But they're not just numbers, they're individuals who has families, who has friends, who have children, a husband and wife, who has love for their family, for their, you know, neighbors, for their country even. And they have this feeling. They have all this feeling, that all this suffering. They cannot tell anyone because there's so much numbers, you know? And then people just push them around, or push them back, push them forth, like a herd of sheep, without considering the individual dignity and feeling of a human. It's also not to blame the people, anyone. It's just too many to handle individually. Too many suffering, too many people to be treated like one single case, you know, face to face, humanely or friendly. Too difficult, too much, too many to handle. And even the UN or the government do not have limitless personnel to take care of all these things. These come from nowhere, you know? Like, people from the war, maybe they're victims, but the government did not prepare for the victims of the war. So they came from nowhere overnight. They have a lot of refugees they can't even handle, yeah? Even the Red Cross and all that, or whatever the agency that took care of this matter, they also sometimes short of personnel, and they're overwhelmed, yes? Overwhelmed with work and with burden, with demand. And these refugees or people, they're not just a normal people, you know, that you can sit and reason with. They are traumatized. They have also psychological need. Very difficult. Not just like, okay, it's a normal people, you're hungry, I give you some food and you're okay with it. It's not just that. Their house has burnt down, yeah? Their pets die in the war. Their husband's gone, missing. Their children lost legs and arms and they have no money because they run away from home empty-handed. These kind of people, they're not just normal like you and I sitting here and talking pretty, yeah? So it's very difficult even for the government or any charity to handle this situation. The best is we don't have any war. The best is we don't have any disaster. And the best is we don't have any refugees, for example. Huh? And we can do that by being more benevolent, yes? By live and let live. By creating peace. Then we will have peace. Peace has to be created in the home first, from our table. That's why I have told you from beginning already, vegetarian diet, yeah? 5 precepts, no killing. Even if people want to kill you, let them. You don't defend, okay? You don't kill them back. What's the use of that? Either you die or he die, yeah? Why make him die? Huh? Maybe let him live so that he can have more chance to know God. And you already knew God. Understand that? At least, huh? We have a refuge. He doesn't. He's ignorant. Well, that's my philosophy, but you know what I mean? Or you run away, huh? You run away.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essene. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Katanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism, those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism, do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism, the offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism, those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
In the beginning already, before vegetarian diet or vegan diet wasn't even in, people think, oh, vegetarian must be crazy, you know. Yeah, when I was vegetarian, it was difficult to find anything to eat. Yeah, not long ago, a few decades ago only. People don't know what vegetarian is. Oh, at least, okay, if they're humane, they bring you a plate of salad, and that's it, okay, vegetarian, vegetable. The only vegetarian that you can find anywhere is some salad and salt and white rice. Well, at least you have something. When I was having vacation with my ex-husband, when we go somewhere, you know, he looks so desperate. I eat toast almost every day, toast and jam almost every day, because I don't trust anything else. Sometimes you go in a restaurant, you ask for some vegetable, okay, there's sauté vegetable for you. But language problem, and they put, you know, pork, oil, or something in it. Yes. And you ask for a vegetable soup, and they put meat bouillon, meat broth into it. And sometimes I see some fat or some meat swimming in there. I said, gee, there's some meat in there, isn't it? He said, oh, just a little bit. And when I was in India, you know, the country that you trusted, you know, I thought, oh, it's all the same there. You know, we think, oh, Shikamoni Buddha, Rumi, Kabir, you know, even Jesus went to India to study. It must be a holy country. There, we no problem. I asked for some fried rice. Couldn't afford anything else, to tell you the truth. You know, when I lived in the front of the boat, you know, there's no boat roof, right in the pointed area. Just sit there with an umbrella. So the rain don't bother me. Yeah. And covered with the sleeping bag. Couldn't afford to go inside the boat. No. So I asked for some fried rice. And he knows that I don't have much money. So I said, okay. And he put egg in it. I didn't think Indian have so many eggs that even pretty fried rice so quick. I forgot to tell no egg. I just say fried rice, you know? Fried rice mean rice and oil, no? I didn't ask for eggs, so I thought he didn't put egg, but he thinks probably I'm poor, you know, so he just charitably put me half an egg in there. Yeah. Oh, so I said, sir, there's some eggs in there. Oh, he said, oh, you don't like egg, huh? Okay, I take it out for you. Just like that. How can you take scrambled eggs out of fried rice, tell me, huh? The scrambled eggs, they make it even smaller bit than rice itself. So I think in order to get all the eggs, grained out of the rice, you probably have to put it in a sieve, you know, with the big holes and then run water on it. And then keep shaking until all the eggs gone and fry it again, no? So I said, never mind. I'm not really hungry, so don't worry about it. Yeah, that was India, I'm telling you. So actually, we are in much better position now, right? Yeah. So I don't know why people don't just become all vegetarian, because at least we have something to eat, right? Think of all the millions of people who has nothing to eat at all. When I send somebody to go for disaster relief, they bought just rice, oil, and salt, and some biscuits for children and all that, but rice, oil, and salt, that's all they ask for, and sugar. So they eat just rice and salt, even, and they're happy already in that situation, in many situations.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that